Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on piety and abstaining from anything that is doubtful. Today's hadith, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana li Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu qulaman yukhriju lahu al-kharaj, wa kana Abu Bakr ya'kulu min kharajihi, faja'a yawman bi shay'in fa'akala minhu Abu Bakr, faqala lahu al-ghulam, تدري ما هذا؟ فقال أبو بكر وما هو؟ قال كنت تكهنت لإنسان في الجاهلية وما أحسن الكهانة إلا أني خدعته فلقيني فأعطاني لذلك وهذا الذي أكلت منه. فأدخل أبو بكر يده فقاء كل شيء في بطنه. رواه البخاري. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that حضرت أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه had a slave who used to earn for him, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to eat from his earnings. This hadith got to do with the piety and the taqwa of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. One incident, but it'll show us what a high level of taqwa Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had. So he had a slave, and this slave used to earn for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What would happen in those days is that they would have an arrangement. The slave would work, and then part of the profits would be shared by the master, agreed upon, that you'll take so much, and the slave would take so much. So this was the type of arrangement that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had. So this person would work, the slave Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he would work, and some part of the earnings he would give Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So therefore this hadith explains that he used to eat from his earnings. One day he brought something and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu ate from it. Remember, in those days everything wasn't cash like how we got now, rands and cents. Sometimes they would get, in exchange for the work they would do, they would get some khajur, sometimes they would get some wheat, sometimes they get some barley. So they would get sometimes different commodities, sometimes they would get dirhams and sometimes they would get dinars. So not necessarily they would come with cash. So sometimes they would come with food items also. So on one occasion, this person, he brought something to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ate from it. Now, ulama explained that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was very, very hungry. He was in extreme hunger, so therefore he ate from it. So this boy, this person working for him, asked him, that, do you know what that was? So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu asked him that, what was that? What was that? In another riwayat it comes that this worker of him told him that every day you ask me that where did you get it from? In other words, you would be conscious of the source of income. You would ask me that where did you get it from? Today you didn't ask me. Now the reason ulama explained why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu didn't ask was he was experiencing extreme hunger. So therefore he took, in Musnad Ahmad we learn from that riwayat, we learn that he only took one morsel. He took one bite. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu only took one bite. And then the hadith goes on to say that this person now explained. He said that during the time of Jahiliyyah, I used to work as an astrologer. Astrologer means a person that looks at the stars, and based on the stars, he tells and he predicts what your future will be. In other words, he predicts the unseen. Now, in Islam, this is not allowed at all. It's impermissible that a person looks at the stars, and based on the stars, I start predicting a person's future. But this was very common in the time of the Arabs. At that time, in Jahiliyyah, the people would predict that what will happen based on the stars, etc. So this is not permissible. Anyway, he says that this is what I used to do. And one person came to me, and he explains further that I didn't even have full knowledge of it. I was taking a chance. People will come, I'll tell them this is this, and that is that. I was a chancer. But people would believe me that time in Jahiliyyah. They would believe me, and I would take money for what? Or I'd take goods for something, for what I was telling them. But I firstly didn't even, it was not even a right science for me to be in. And that too also, I didn't know it. I was just taking a chance. So now he's telling Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that was my condition. So he says, there was a person, I only deceived him. I bluffed him. This is what it is. And generally, this is what happens when you go to people like this, that take chances, people that delve in the unseen, etc. Most of the time it is chances. Therefore, unnecessarily a person shouldn't even go to amils, people that deal with jinnat, etc. Because a lot of times this is an unknown world, it's a world that is not known to us. And many times people take chances, and the people that are on the receiving end, they get misled. So he has this worker, he's telling Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said that I only deceived him. He met me today and he gave me what you just ate. In other words, I deceived him at one time, he didn't pay me at that time. Now he met me, he came and he gave me, and this was the thing that I gave you to eat. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he inserted his hand into his mouth and he vomited all that was in his stomach. In the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad it comes that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after taking that one morsel, he tried to vomit but it wouldn't come out. One morsel, a hungry person, how is he going to get it out? So he was told that how are you going to get this one morsel out? The only way you can get it out is if you fill your stomach up with water and then you try to take it out. So he asked for a big container filled with water, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu drank all that water. And then he with great difficulty he tried and tried, and then he vomited that thing out, and only then was he at ease. So he was told that why did you do this with such great difficulty? One morsel you took this out. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu replied that if my life were to go, even then also I would have tried to take out this one morsel, because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that that flesh that is nourished by haram, the fire of Jahannam is more deserving of that flesh. So I do not want to be that example where my flesh now becomes more worthy of the fire, for the fire of Jahannam. Now look at the level of taqwa of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Technically we can say that this was a gift given to him, this person had given him this, but Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu didn't want anything to be doubtful. He didn't want anything that is not correct. Allah Ta'ala save us. Nowadays people taking money from the banks, people are taking money from haram sources, sometimes it's stolen goods, sometimes it's grey stock, or sometimes a person is selling those things that are impermissible and he's taking it. But everyone just wants to try and make money and money, and sometimes it's a bribe and sometimes it's a sea right. Different ways of taking money, but everyone is content. Here there was something that was doubtful. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in the condition of extreme hunger, then also he made it a point of taking it out. I don't want even one morsel of doubtful to come into my system. Let us ask ourselves, how careful are we of the income that we get? Are we careful enough to see that it is halal? And if it is doubtful, a very simple rule like we did last time is we stay out and turn towards halal. Allah Ta'ala will give a person so much of barakat in halal, there will be no need to turn towards haram. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.